It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. A team of climbers made history as they became the first all-black American team to reach the summit of Mount Everest in May of this year. Prior to their trip, fewer than 10 black people had climbed Mount Everest since the first confirmed ascent in 1953. The team, as part of the Full Circle Everest expedition, just about doubled that number. James Mills, a Wisconsin-based writer and author of the book The Adventure Gap, Changing the Face of the Outdoors. He's co-writer and co-producer of the documentary film An American Ascent and founder of the online news site The Joy Trip Project. James works as a journalist and still photographer for the Full Circle Everest Expedition and made it to Everest Base Camp with the team. James, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, Rob. Thanks a lot for having me. It's good to talk to you again.
Can you tell us a little more about why this is a historic and significant expedition?
Well, I think you said it yourself in your introduction. This is basically a doubling of the number of black climbers that have made it to the summit of Everest. But it's also important to point out that this was the first all-black American team mm-hmm. to summit Everest. And in the process, we actually managed to put the very first black man on the summit. A black American man on the summit of Everest. Prior to this expedition, that had never happened before.
Tell us about the origins of the Full Circle Everest Expedition.
Well, I think that we've been working on figuring out how to do something like this for a number of years. My book, The Adventure Gap, talked about the first all-African-American team to attempt the summit of Denali, the highest peak in North America, in 2014. And in doing so, we were trying to engage and inspire a new generation of particularly young people of color to venture into things like high altitude mountaineering. And over the course of the time since, we've actually been able to get quite a few new climbers coming into the field. And especially with the incidents around 2020, with the death of George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, and Breonna Taylor, it was an opportunity for us to put together a very positive story of Black excellence that would hopefully do as we've always tried, and that's to encourage more people who are underrepresented in certain aspects of our society to reach to the highest heights. And what higher height is there than the summit of Mount Everest? And so with the support of a lot of really great companies in the outdoor industry, as well as a lot of private organizations and nonprofits, a group of climbers led by Philip Henderson, who is a former instructor with the National Outdoor Leadership School based in Colorado, got together as many of the people in the African-American community that have taken up climbing over the last many years. And this team came together, a total of two women and eight men, a team of 10, to do the summit attempt. And seven of those 10 climbers made it to the summit.
Can you paint us a picture of what it's like to be at base camp for an attempt at Mount Everest?
Well, I mean, first of all, the walk in is in itself an adventure, mm-hmm. just in the sense that you're walking through the Khumbu Valley, and it is a very steep uphill climb over the course of almost 2 weeks, just getting into position to be able to set up base camp at the elevation of 17,600 plus feet. Once you arrive there, there is basically a tent city. I mean, there are many other expeditions going on at the same time, as well as several scientific expeditions that are installing weather forecasting equipment. And everybody is there essentially to have a experience on the highest mountain in the world. Now, not everybody who makes it to Everest Base Camp actually is interested in ascending to the summit. A lot of people go just to get that far. And the number of people that we met along the way is actually pretty remarkable. People literally from all over the world, from every continent, every nation, shows up at Everest Base Camp to celebrate mountaineering as part of an expedition tradition.
Now, you and the team have been very careful to acknowledge the Sherpa people and the guides you worked with, who haven't always gotten credit in the history of Everest mountaineering. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, well, you know, and that's the interesting thing, too, because, I mean, a lot of people can name Sir Edmund Hillary as the first European to make it to the summit of Mount Everest. But not very many people know the name of Tenzing Norgay, who was right alongside Hillary when he made it to the summit of Everest. By the same token, not very many people know that Jim Whittaker, the first American climber to make it to the summit of Mount Everest, was accompanied by a man by the name of Nawangambu. And that is, again, something that doesn't make it into our history. One of the things that was really important for the telling of this story was to acknowledge that there is no Everest expedition that happens without the cooperation, the support, and the physical labor of Nepali Sherpa people. And, you know, I can tell you that, you know, among our Sherpa team was a gentleman by the name of Amrit Ale, who grew up in the Khumbu Valley and was also a Knowles instructor. And this was his very first climb of Everest. This expedition that will also be made into a film encouraged and supported a four-time Everest summiter, but a first-time Everest photographer by the name of Pemba Sherpa. And many of the pictures that you'll see in many of the magazines of the team were taken by either Pemba or Amrit. And I think that it's really important that we not only talk about the role that Sherpa play in the long history of Everest, but the success of this expedition as a climb that was executed by people of color with the intention of inspiring people of color. We really had positive representation of both the Black American community and the Sherpa community as well.
Now, James, most of us won't end up climbing Mount Everest, but I know from having talked to you in the past, you're really hoping to encourage people who might not think of themselves as outdoor people or might not feel welcome because of their race in the outdoors. You're really hoping to encourage them and make a good world for them to do these kind of things in. Can you talk about that a little?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, the purpose of my work, my book, The Adventure Gap, the work that I'm doing currently for National Geographic, with the exploration of a new book that I'm working on that explores Black history as interpreted by the National Park Service. I think it is really important to recognize that Black Americans, Black people have always played a role in outdoor recreation, have always played a role in the conservation and environmental movement. We need to make sure that that representation is reflected in the people that we see on expeditions in our national parks as not only visitors, but park rangers and guides and naturalists and scientists. And expeditions like this basically allows us to now thread a line that goes from the depths of the ocean to the heights of the tallest mountains. And so that people who are interested in this kind of thing can actually see people who look like them as part of the landscape of what outdoor recreation looks like. These are people who will be able to say, wow, that person comes from my neighborhood. That person comes from my community. They go to my church. They're just like me in many ways. That means that I could probably do something like that too. But they don't necessarily have to climb the highest mountain in the world, but they can go to Devil's Lake. You know, they can hike around, Lake Wingra here in Madison, or visit the UW Arboretum, or have experiences in some of our nearby national parks and monuments, specifically the Ice Age National Scenic Hiking Trail, one of 11 scenic hiking trails in the United States.
And
this
we'll have
one more opportunity.
We'll have to leave it there. James, thanks for joining us today. That was James Mills, writer and journalist, author of the book, The Adventure Gap, talking about the significance of the first all-Black American team summiting Mount Everest last month and his own experience with that group.